Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Latanya, L-A-T-A-N-Y-A, Morgan. Latanya Morgan is a 44-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 3-22, where she was lifting a 45-pound box off of the conveyor belt to put on a counter. Appeared the back, the box was entirely too heavy. Period. It fell down on the floor. Period. She states, in an attempt to prevent the box from falling, she also fell. Period. As a result, she believes she injured her neck, shoulder, full back, left arm, left leg, and toes, as well as hip. Period. She went to Mercy for Sterile's emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a bulging herniated disc. Period. She did undergo injection, but no, without relief. Period. She had a bad experience with this. Period. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Ms. Morgan was seen at the emergency room on 3-3-22. Period. She stated she fell at work lifting a box and complained of lower back and left shoulder pain. Period. She was evaluated with a physical exam as well as x-rays of the left shoulder that showed no acute osseous abnormalities. Period. X-rays of the pelvis showed no acute osseous abnormalities. Period. X-rays of the lumbar spine showed no acute osseous abnormalities. Period. She was diagnosed with left shoulder contusion and low back pain, for which she was treated and released. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Morgan then was seen at Inspira Health Network the following day by Dr. Hendricks, H-E-N-D-R-I-X. Period. He also diagnosed left shoulder contusion, comma, low back pain, comma, and neck sprain. Period. He instructed her to use ibuprofen and apply ice. Period. He limited her activities. Period. She followed up and remained diffusely symptomatic. Period. On 3-16-22, she underwent a lumbar MRI, whose results will be inserted here. Period. She followed up with Dr. Hendricks and his colleagues through 3-18-22. Period. On that occasion, she remained symptomatic. Period. She reported her pain level was 9/10 in the low back, radiating down the left hip to the left foot. Period. She also complained of numbness and tingling in the left toes. Period. They reviewed the results of the MRI. Period. She was then referred for orthopedic spine specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph. On 4/5/22, she was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner. Period. She had just started therapy and only attended one session to date. Period. She had been employed by the insured for 8 months as a receiver. Period. Dr. Kirshner diagnosed low back pain, comma, cervicalgia, comma, thoracic pain, comma, and lumbar region disc displacement. Period. He prescribed Mobic and recommended physical therapy for the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. He continued to see her over the ensuing months. Period. A cervical spine MRI was done on 5/31/22 at his referral, to be inserted here. Period. She also had an MRI of the thoracic spine on 5/31/22 to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, she came under the pain management care of Dr. Smith on 6/20/22. Period. She performed a selective nerve root block for diagnosis of herniated nucleus pulposus. Period. She did participate in a functional capacity evaluation on 12/7/22. Period. It determined she was capable of working in the sedentary physical demand category. Period. However, significant observational and evidence-based inconsistencies resulting in self-limiting behavior and submaximal effort were noted. Period. Reliability of pain results obtained during testing indicate pain could have been considered while making functional decisions. Period. She saw Dr. Smith through 7/22/22. Period. Ms. Morgan was started on Tylenol and codeine and was referred back to the orthopedic surgeon for possible microdiscectomy. Period. In paragraph, she did indeed see Dr. Kirshner again on 7/12/22 when they reviewed her MRI results and the outcome of her epidural injection from Dr. Smith in the lumbar spine. Period. She did not get any relief with it. Period. At the last visit with Dr. Kirshner on 12/20/22, she remained symptomatic with low back pain radiating to her left hip area and left groin. Period. She also has intermittent left leg pain, weakness, numbness, and tingling. Period. He then discussed treatment options. Period. He cleared her to work in a sedentary capacity with a permanent 5-pound lifting restriction per the FCE. Period. He opined she had reached maximum medical improvement and no further follow-up was necessary. Period. He did recommend a left L5-S1 laminotomy and discectomy, but she wanted to hold off on surgery at that time. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Ms. Morgan was seen at University of Pennsylvania emergency room on 6/4/13. Period. She had been in a motor vehicle collision the previous day. Period. Ms. Morgan continued to be seen such as on 12/16. She was diagnosed with sinusitis. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Morgan was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 11/30/18. Period. She was diagnosed with a back strain and left hip strain. Period. She gave a history of being involved in a motor vehicle accident at 11 a.m. that day. Period. She was the restrained driver hit on the front passenger side. Period. She did have x-rays of the left hip and pelvis, as well as the lumbar spine. Period. There was minimal levoscoliosis, less than 5 degrees. Period. The sacroiliac joints were normal. Period. Vertebral body alignment was otherwise normal. Period. At the left hip, there was background CAM, morphology. Paired femoral acetabular alignment is otherwise normal. Paired there were no fractures and no evidence for recent dislocation. Paired she was diagnosed with a back strain and motor vehicle accident. Paired she was to follow up with her primary care physician. Paired physical exam. Extremities. Upper bilateral shoulder motion in all independent spheres was full without crepitus or tenderness. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation was to L2 on the right and the waist level on the left, both of which are suboptimal. Paired motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Paired shoulder maneuvers normal, extremities lower normal, shoulder maneuvers normal, feet and ankles normal, cervical. She had mild tenderness, palpation about the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the right, comma, in the midline, comma, or the paravertebral musculature. Paired the rest of that is normal. Thoracic, she was tender in the interscapular musculature bilateral in the absence of spasm. Lumbosacral, she ambulated with a physiologic gait, but no limp or foot drop. Paired she did not use a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Paired she changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 40 degrees and rise. Paired she could walk on her toes with a limp on the left. Paired she had difficulty walking on her toes, on her heels on the left. Paired she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but active flexed to 75 degrees. Paired extension was to 20 degrees with tenderness. Paired right side bending was full at 25 degrees with tenderness. Paired she had full left side bending and bilateral rotation without discomfort. Paired there was tenderness palpation at the left greater trochanter, iliac crest, and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. That is normal. Lumbosacral. Sitting supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 70 degrees. Elicited hip tenderness, but no low back tenderness. Paired no radicular symptoms were elicited. Paired seated straight leg raise maneuver on the right was negative at 90 degrees. Paired supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 70 degrees. Elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired she had a positive reverse flip maneuver for symptom magnification. Paired on the right at 90 degrees, no low back and radicular symptoms were elicited. Impressions. On 3-3-22, Latanya Morgan alleges she was injured at work when lifting a box and it caused her to fall. Paired she was seen at Inspira the following day and was advised to take ibuprofen and use ice for diagnoses of cervical sprain, left shoulder contusion, and low back pain. Paired she remained symptomatic and follow-up at Inspira Health Network. Paired she then underwent a lumbar MRI on 3-16-22 to be inserted here. Paired she was referred for physical therapy. Paired new paragraph, Ms. Morgan was also seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner. Paired she had cervical and thoracic MRI studies on 5-31-22 to be inserted here. Paired she followed up orthopedically and then was referred to Dr. Smith for injection therapy. Paired on 7-6-22 she administered an L1-L2 selective nerve root block. Paired she did not report any improvement afterwards. Paired on 7-26-22 she returned after a 2-month break from physical therapy. Paired she nevertheless complained of increased back pain, headaches, nausea, and poor sleep. Paired she was reported to have, quote, significant functional decline since receiving her injection in July, end quote, with increased radicular symptoms. Paired then had her participate in an FCE on 12-7-22, during which she did not perform with maximum effort. Paired she was nevertheless deemed able to work in the sedentary physical demand category. Paired new paragraph. Prior records show she was seen at the emergency room on 6/4/13 and 11/30/18 after motor vehicle accidents. Period. A paragraph of the current exam. She had full range of motion about the left shoulder where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. Period. There was full range of motion of the left hip. And provocative maneuvers there were negative. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the ankles and feet were also negative. Period. She had somewhat variable range of motion in the lumbar spine. Period. There were no signs of clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the neck, back, low back, left shoulder, left hip, or left foot. Period. In this event, Ms. Morgan sustained soft tissue injuries that have long since resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. Her symptoms are disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury in this case from well over a year ago. Period. She indicates that Walmart will not allow her to go back to work at full duty. Period. She does have a second job as a home health aide. Period. And that is the end of